Die Mystery Jets mit Tell Me auf Lux FM, ein Auszug aus dem Album Curve of the Earth. Das erscheinen wird am 15.01. Zwei Jungs aus der Band sind gerade eben bei mir im Studio erschienen. Ich begrüße Will und Jack von den Mystery Jets. Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Yeah, really good.
Cool. Great. Looking forward to play a little show in our little Lux bar down there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me.
You're going to be there?
I can't. I have to work up here. It's a hard knock life, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So congratulations on finishing Curve of the Earth. It's going to be released in January, on the 15th of January here in Germany. I've read that you kind of had to record the LP twice, or that you recorded material for two LPs. Why is that? How did that come up?
It took quite a while to get going, because we built our own studio in East London. So it basically, like, we thought we'd just try things and throw things at the wall. So it took, like, I think after...
And a lot of it didn't stick, basically.
And a lot of it didn't stick.
So
basically after a good few months of writing and recording, we had a playback with our management and we all kind of sat there and thought, wow, this is heavy. Maybe we should write some more direct songs. So we kind of we kept a few, didn't we?
So it's like the old myth of a band building their own studio, and then everything is getting more complicated because you have too much time on your hands.
It was a kind of never-ending process, and the deadline was a million miles away on the horizon, and it just kept getting further and further away. And it was like this record that the more we kind of looked at it, and the more we wrote, and the more we got into it, the more vast it became, the bigger it became. So it was just like growing as we, you know, from day to day as we were working on it. And there are actually, as you say, two records.
Yeah.
The first one just wasn't right. It was too slow, and it was kind of sending us and our managers to sleep. And, you know, at that point, when we saw that reaction from them, this is last summer, we thought, okay, look, we need to write some new stuff, and we need to kick it up the arse.
And you still can keep those old songs.
Yeah, we have
totally, put out a relaxing moments with the Mystery Jets LP.
One for chill album.
One for Sundays.
Sleepy Sundays.
No, but then it was right that I congratulated you on finishing the album, because I think it's a hard way to get out of that situation where you think, oh damn, I think we fucked it up.
Yeah,
our songs are not as good as we imagined them to be. And then,
well, we did.
Then go back and then re-record all the stuff. Yeah. I mean, that's a ballsy move too.
Well, we were determined to make something that we thought was good.
Yeah,
you know, we and because we had our own studio and no deadline.
Yeah,
we were able to do that. And actually, the most important thing you can do, if you're in a band and if you have the opportunity, is really just do something that you think's good. You know, there's no other reason to make music nowadays. I mean, certainly not for the money. So I think
that's true.
You know, just try and make something that you're absolutely 100%, 150% proud of.
Yeah,
you know?
I think we got there by the end.
Yeah,
end
just
as well.
About.
Just
yeah.
about.
And how has self-producing the LP worked within the band? Are there specialists who know their way around the console more?
I must interject and say we co-produced it with a great friend of ours, Matt Thwaites, who's an old friend of the band's and like a kind of extra member, really. So, you know, he deserves his co-production credit.
Cool.
So that's Matt. I think we all had, you know, different strengths, different areas.
Yeah, the whole thing, I mean, it was like a learning process for everybody. So, like, I didn't know anything about production, really, when we started. But by the end, I was chopping and editing and it was good. But I mean, like, I think we all shared roles. By the end of it, we all like split the studio up, so everyone was like sat in their like different positions.
Cool.
Yeah, it was like doing different bits and I feel like we could do it again a lot quicker.
I mean, you have your own studio now, so you should use that at least one or two more times, right? Yeah. Before you give it away, before you let buttons be made there again.
Yeah.
We know about
that. Well, if the album doesn't go so well, we can just make buttons instead, go back to the button business.
Do you think about letting other bands into that studio?
Well, that's what it's being used for now.
Okay, cool.
And that's really the kind of next stage of that studio life. I mean, I don't think the Jets will make another record there. It would be too painful and too like a weird bad dream or bad trip going back into.
We even go back in to do bits and bobs, and we're like, "Get us out!"
It's depressing.
We can't go back. But we like. I think Matt who co-produced it with us, he's still there. He's bringing in bands all the time, like bands that we love. And I think the most important thing about that studio is to have bands we really like working in there.
Yeah. And I have, what I've read about the place, it seems to have a special vibe. It used to be a factory for buttons, right? And I think sometimes it's better to look for a place like that with a special history than to build up a studio in an old studio where other bands have recorded already.
So yeah, I agree. I think it's always nice and better to use spaces that aren't really, you know, used traditionally for music. But, you know, you can make interesting sounds anywhere. You just have to sort of imagine that you can and try and find that and it can happen. So.
Yeah. So you guys have been around for ages now. Jack is new, though. Jack's a new band member. Yeah. How motivating is getting a new guy into the band? Because I when I look at his face, I see
vitality,
enthusiasm,
mortality. And what do you see when you look at mine?
No, I see enthusiasm. I see enthusiasm, though, and I see a man with a certain freshness.
A certain virility.
Yes.
I certainly had it when we started the album.
But now it's gone.
But no, I guess I can't really answer that one.
Yeah, he can't keep up with us. he's still learning.
Every day's a learning day.
Must be refreshing and motivating, though, right?
Yeah, it's great. It's given us our sense of a gang once again, which we were in danger of losing. So Jack is really the kind of secret ingredient on this album.
Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I have another song on here that's going to be released with the album in January. Midnight's Mirror is the title.
That's an album track, yeah.
Let's listen to that one, and then we'll give away tickets for tonight's show.
Whee, nice.
Die Mystery Jets mit Midnight's Mirror, eine Radio-Premiere auf Flux FM. This is the first time.
Yeah.
That song's been played on radio.
Yeah.
Crazy. Thank you for letting us do that.
Thanks for letting us do that.
Am 15.01. kommt die Platte Curve of the Earth raus von den Mystery Jets. Heute Abend spielen sie im Fluxbau. So tonight's show is going to be made of new songs only, or are you going to play some of the old school hits as well?
We're gonna begin with our new album, track 1 to track 9 all the way through, and then we'll play some old songs at the end after that. Yeah.
Cool. Nosoya told me that you've brought many, many guitars. Are there some alternate tunings on that new record? Or
there's a couple, I mean, we travel a lot of stuff, really. A lot of people, a lot of stuff. But there's kind of like different things for different parts, you know? Yeah. And we love guitars. You got to bring lots of guitars.
I mean, as soon as you work with alternate tunings, you have to bring your extra guitar because the part, that sucks.
No one wants to hear that, do they?
No. I mean, I think there was a part of a metal audience back in 88.
Yeah, he might have liked that.
They enjoyed the tuning part. Yeah. I really think so.
Maybe some of them will be there.
The next song is called... And these guitars were like... And that was kind of like... fit into the whole scene, but nowadays I don't know. So I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show.
Thank you.
I think you're going to come back next year to do a proper tour for the album, right?
We would love to.
Cool. And as soon as you do that, you visit us again. We'll talk a bit more.
Let's hang out. We could go for some drinks.
Yeah, I want to do that too. Thank you. That's a good idea. Und wer heute Abend mit den Mystery Jets trinken möchte, nachdem sie ihr Konzert gespielt haben, Nosoya werden übrigens auch auftreten, der hat hier jetzt nochmal die Möglichkeit, Tickets zu gewinnen unter der 030-2000-9000. Die Nummer zum Glück lautet 030-2000-9000. Wir verlosen nochmal Tickets für die Session im Fluxbau heute Abend mit Nosoya und den Mystery Jets. Nosoya stellen, genau wie die Mystery Jets, Songs vor vom im Jahr 2016 erscheinenden Album. So, I want to thank you guys again.
Oh, thank you.
See you soon and have great fun at tonight's show. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.